Leches Tomeh. So I told you, it's a beautiful sefer. We'll be quoting a lot from it. That's just a review a little bit from yesterday. Briefly, we had the sugya that we're discussing. It's the sugya of Kocheles Tzovas Naftzadi Dalit Tzadi Hei. The machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Is it Chayev? Or is it Shavus? That's the Pasha Pshat in this Gemara. And the question is, what are they fighting about? Very serious question. What is the argument? Who holds? I mean, you know what they say. Why do they say what they say? And the two fundamental Pshatim as to why it's only the Rabbonim. Sounds like it should be a Daraisa. One is, it's not miskayim. It doesn't last for that long. Two is, there's no tzviya beguf ha'odim. I don't care how long it lasts. Could be a difference. Fingernail, nail polish. Somebody's nail polish can last for a very, very long time. So you have these very strong nail polish. If there's no tzviya beguf ha'odim, so it's the rabbanim. But if, no, there is tzviya beguf ha'odim. The only reason why it's the rabbanim is it doesn't last. So the on the face doesn't last because, you know, there's sweat. There's a push-up shot. There's no sweat on the fingernail, to my knowledge. So it could last for, forever, but it could last for a very long time. That could be a simple nafkamina. We'll see soon another nafkamina. Now the Meiri, we saw yesterday, two pshatim. According to one pshat, maybe it's even mutter. According to the Chachamim, who argue with Rabbi Elazar. Okay, and this led to the powder story. So I have the powder story. This is the Chazon of Avadja here. I read it yesterday. I'll see it again. So the paskins that pudra is okay. Pudra tzivonis as long as no mishra or cream, no oil or cream. And now, of course, the question becomes: why is powder mutter? Why is it different than writing on one's body, which is not allowed? Right. A serious problem. Not only that, but the Rambam says, we saw yesterday, Hakosel Psoro Chayev. Chayev. I sweat, the heat gets rid of it. Hatksav Shenimchak. So you wrote it, and then you erased it. If I write something and then I erase it, I'm still chayiv. I mean, chayiv twice for writing for erasing. He not chayiv. You didn't do the erasing. The body heat did that. You're not chayiv twice. You're chayiv once. So the question becomes: here you're even chayiv. So to get from chayiv to mutter, it's a pretty long jump. So that's we have to talk about this a little bit. Okay. So the point over here is, for reasons which we don't know yet. Kosev is chayev and tovei is pot. Let's assume that for argument's sake. So once we say that, we can argue that kosev, which is chayev, if it's considered to be miskayim, so ain't a miskayim is potter. That's the mafurish gemara later on. Mishnayis ksiva sheinu miskayim is potter avalosa. That's kubeis kubdal those two over there. But tovei, he claims, which ain't tzviya begufa adam, it's already a derabona. Plus, it's not miskayim. That may be a kind of gzeira. Maybe it's heter gomer. That's where Chazon Avad is coming from. Follow what I'm saying? Now, if you'll tell me that's not true, that there is tzviya begufa adam, and why not? It's bona begufa adam. We saw yesterday. If there is tzviya begufa adam, and the only reason it's derabona. It's because why ainam is kaim? That's only a single derabbanan. Oh, so katsav yosef. The only way out, what Gavi suggested yesterday, that maybe we should say, as we find by kosher, there are three levels: miskayim forever or indefinitely, chayav; ainam miskayim, which is pot derabbanaser, and we'll use the expression ainam miskayim klal. Which is mutter. When it comes to kosher, we saw Mr. Ruhr's introduction to Shin Yun Zayin, quote the Rashi, and we're not learning kosher yet. Kosher is presumably the next malach. I think after Tzoveh comes kosher. The other things we don't understand about weaving. So, as we shall see, if it lasts for less than 24 hours, the post can say it's considered to be Ein Raskayim Klal and his mutter. So in theory, we're going to apply that over here to Tovetu. That's your breakthrough, which will, that'll be the limud schus for the women, that they're making themselves up on Shabbos, they assume Tovetu is like kosher, and less than 24 hours is mutter. You know, I haven't found that in print anywhere. But I like it. I'm a rabbi, limud schus. Maybe the Aruch HaShulchan should have said it if he didn't. You know, because it's so, a limud schus on Benos Yisro. Yes, sir.
Maybe it could be that our Lashonos are a little bit different, but doesn't the Rambam in Teshuv Gimel use the Lashon of Kevon Shehadir Sarok, the Lomis Guy in Klal, therefore it's Potter?
Right.
So wouldn't that be against the.
Sure, it's against.
Okay.
You know why it's against?
Why?
Because the Rambam denies the tripartite division we just described. That's why he asked me to see that in the Rambam comes. The Rambam doesn't hold from three levels. Miskayim, Eina Miskayim, Eina Miskayim Klal. When it comes to kosher, the before Shigamoras, there are three different dinim. That's why I read that to me yesterday. According to the Rambam, if it's Miskayim and Maisa Uman, he threw in a new parameter. Miskayim and Maisa Uman is the Raisa. Miskayim and not Uman, Uman not Miskayim is the Rabbanan. Neither is Mutter. So he doesn't have his, he can't tell the Rambam, he can't hold that way. But since we don't follow the Rambam, so Ashkenazim anyway. So for us, maybe. Sorry, but the Memphis. Yeah?
But if we're going to say that it's mutter because of the 24 hour thing, mm-hmm. are we assuming that the stuff that Gemara is talking about lasts in one 24 hours? The line is no, sir?
Sure.
Of course.
One could certainly assume that. We saw that yesterday in the Avnei Nezer. What is it? Who gave them the Nevi'ahs? We saw yesterday. We give them the Nevi'ahs how long it lasts. That was what we saw about yesterday. Yeah.
We still have to pass like Eliezer to say that it's mutter because.
No, for care. That's all the chayim.
I thought the Mishnah Berurah was saying that the only way to explain Yitzviyah and Gufa Adam is if you say that the Machogas between Eliezer and the Machabim is if you hold Yitzviyah and Gufa Adam, right? So.
We pass like Chachamim.
We pass like Chachamim.
Right.
So.
No. The question was, why did Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer? There are two fundamental explanations. One, ain't Tzviya Begufa Adam. Two, ain't a Miskayim.
Right.
It's very important to know which one of them is true.
Right.
Very important. The first is the Chnishmas Adam. The second is the Mishnah Berurah. So the two gedolei olam mamish fighting it out. What is the pshat in the Rabbanim? And I told you we usually assume the Mishnah Berurah is right because he's Basra. As you'll see, I brought in somebody saying it's even Basra to the Mishnah Berurah. I think the Nishmas Adam is right. As a matter of fact, if we can jump ahead, I didn't finish the Chazar yet, really. But I asked, you see Ramban? That's where I ended the shiur yesterday. It's not a chidush Ramban. I thought that it's Ramban, but the numbers I gave you had to be. Muhammad, I hope you figure that one out. But let's take a look. Let's look at it right now. Okay, we'll skip a little bit and go right to this Rambam. It's Memches or Kufla Medalad. If you have my edition, the new one, which most of you have, it's actually a new paragraph. Makes life easier. Much easier. Here we go. Of course, he's always arguing with the Balamoro. Not going into all the details right now. If you recall, there's a whole series of machloks in between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Shibushu. Sherel and the Chacham the Farsh, Bezim and Ein Chayomen, Ala Mishnah Shvus. No, they're arguing on everything. Inami. Have a ton of brisa mechabit chayev. The merabits are all there, but that's a mechayev. Also, mishum shvus should have had a separate word chayev there. Our afilu Rabbi Yehuda kibud abayis. He tells you now what the pshat is. Binyan aroy kolachayadu velochiyevo elu the Rabbi Lezer shumach me betoldos shabinyan kigodelas upokeses. Sounds very very much. That the issue is an issue of Arai. Nishma Sara wins, right? That's what it sounds like. That's what, who pointed this out? I would never know this. Megillah Sefer. He discovered this. I discovered him, but he discovered this. Baruch Hashem. So he has this is Simon Chof. It's on the screen? What do I press? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Unbelievable. Gavaldik. Thank you. Okay. See the Chachma. Os Yos Machimos. Let's see it together. Bonus Bamadu Chav Helkum. Mishnah Brewer says, Drabona, Ein Zvima the Reichel Gora Odom. Chacham Tzvi said that way. And there's no use to molded Reach Bugul for them. Molded Reach is a separate Isser. It's going to come up in one of our important discussions about Soveya, which we're going to get to. And that is, I haven't seen it that much. It used to be more common. Sometimes, forgive me for being so, in the bathrooms, you flush the toilet, it comes out blue. Is that still popular? Some places. So they talk about it from two perspectives. One, Svia. Someone says it's a Shavu D'Oraisa. And they also apparently have a fragrance to it, or at least it pushes away bad fragrances. So that's why these two happen to be linked together in that context. So good thing that the Chachatzi puts them together in a different context of Gufadim. Okay, so comes according to this, you dye your hair or dye your fingernails, oh, no deraisa. Says that Migdila Seim, I told you yesterday. And then move on. Isha Daka Bekach, he said the Rabbanon, at least. Washing the beard of Raisa, the Minchas Chiddush has the Kasha. Godelas Pokeses, Rabbi Lezer says Yechai Mishem Boneh. What a Chacham and Pata. Everyone agrees with Binyam. This is yesterday's Shia. I told you this. Mapis Mursa. Oh, so Nishmas Adam says the Machlokas is Enem Eskayemis. Oh, Avnei Nezer says, what does that mean? Kosev Abusoro, Shemavuor, Shechayev. See, Gam al Besor Chad Chesivim Miskayemes, V'Nira Li Yashiv B'Pshitus, T'Sham Mavu Adu B'Lo Shekosim B'Dio V'Chadome, Shachesivim Miskayemes Yoser. People put things on, they take a pen and you write things down on your skin. Ma'Shegim B'Avar Asrak U'V'Kocheles Shezanasa B'Midim Shein Miskayem Kolkach. It's Matzius. Pizan Nira Shegam the Gabe Godelis U'Pokeses Chacham Apochim Mishum. It's neither. It's neither. Three machlokes in a row. It's the same shayla in all three, right? And then he quotes it's Ramban. This is the clincher, which we just read. Okay. Kibud abayis walichayev anat. Ramban explains. What is it? Melechas aroy. It's not miskayim. Rabbeinu shitoso go delos upokesus. Yeah. You see, klar, it's only shus binyan aroy. Mavur b'Ramban the machlokas of Elazar and Chachamim is that kama tzorach the miskam. See, Chayav is right. Borur, so vasaras rosh tiponi yodem bofen shatzvi miskayemes shechayov imazeh gam ledidan the kaimel kachachamim. Oh boy. So I told you the nafkaminas of powder. Powder is not only a chad derabonan, enem eskayem, not a double derabonan, unless you say divided into three levels, which we find by kosher. Oh. But now, Rabbosai, since we're in this beautiful sefer, let's look over here. Gimel. But first, let's look on the Tosfos. Tosfos tzadi dalem and base. V'chiderech ariga bekach. Says Tosfos. Af al gav de kolei ani min chashiva ariga kidamini meperek bameisha hocha b'seil lo chashiva ariga kimo bebeget. Okay, that's separate teretz. Behold, the hocha ain soful iskayim show medes the stira. When a woman braids her hair, she's going to unbraid her hair. Ain a miskayim. Okay. The Sharatian understands. Let's take a look at the original. Open your Mishnah Brewer, please. Shin Gimel. Sivkot Samaches and Sharatian. Here we go. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber says Sif Chavov also the Kloa Aisha Sara B'Shabbos. Okay, says the Mishnah Brura Pei Beis is the Rabbanon Dama LeBinyan. Kolei B'Tolish Chayim B'Shem Oreg Hocha B'Seil Ochosh V'Ariga B'Shem Shemuchubu B'Rosho. I guess that's the first round toss with V.O. Then Sofa the Sky and Shem Medesis Theorem. Mogan Avraham, B'Shem Tosus. Samaches on the bottom, Ritzon Aloma. He's the Beresh Perakabona, the Bina Dapka Shetheim, Melacha Miskayemes. The Mishnah asks you to see that Kuf Beis and Mid Beis. Pigamin, you see the Kaimel on Kuf Dal and Mid Beis. The Bina Dapka Shechta, but Avraham Miskayem. Fine. There's a problem. Reish Paragabona Easter Shem and Mishnah. Call a osa malachu malachta maskemas b'shabes chayov. The key is the punctuation. where do b'shabes go on? B'shabes going on miskayemes b'shabes, or the osa? Call osa b'shabes. Oh, mashma lechora. Tafilu miskayemetz rak la yom haShabbos lechud. That's a little strange. Yom haShabbos lechud depends when you do it. If you do it Friday night, has last 23 hours. If you do it during Shalosh Shudos, it lasts 23 minutes. So that's a little strange. We'll see that. That's the Ktosa Shemachush. We'll see that soon. V'chein Mashal is dated with Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Yudgimel Ayin Shom Heitev. Are we willing to be Mimai Hashem Heitev? He said so. Let's go back to Bar Ilan for a minute. Mimai and Heitev. Didn't just say Ayin Shem. Ayin Shem Heitev. I mean, it's not so clear, right? Is that what you say? It would be obvious. You have to look Heitev. Just look. He claims. Let's read ourselves. Hatzoveh chut shochar abo tzvochim yechayev. Ein hatzoveh chayev at shiat tzeva miskayim. That's clear. Abo tzeva shena miskayim klal kagon shehevir srak o shesher agabe barzel o nechoshes utzvo potter. Why? Shveta maviro l'shato ve'eno tzoveh klum. V'chol she'ein melapta miskayemes b'Shabbos potter. What is it b'Shabbos for? We're learning Hilchos Shabbos. I mean, it's the same kasha of the Mishnah. But okay, but the Rambam. So he presumably understands this Rambam. It doesn't last through Shabbos. Is it Mukhruch? No. And why is Rambam Mukhruch than the Mishnah? His Mishnah Torah. What about Mishnah? It's basically the same words. Right? So how do you see from here? Maybe because it's through the word klal.
You also took out the word osa malachim.
Yeah. I took out the word osa. All right, took out the word osa. But you can still say kol. I'll publish it the following way: kol shevlachim miskayemes kama b'shabbos pot. You know, mercha tipcha. About Korea.
Maybe why then I'm in the mishnah.
Okay, but obviously not everyone agrees it's Mukhra in the Mishnah. So
it seems like a pretty compelling why say Shabbos, it's Shabbos.
Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Good. Good point well taken. Let's go on, let's be right in Sharatian. The Mishnah Klola Karl is a klal, which means it's a klal all malachas. Akena no tzrich loma, the Masha Mishnah Poteres B'Ksav Shena Shukayama, come to Mashkinu May Paris, Haina Mishum, She'ena Miskayim Klal, Afilo Ayoma Shabbos, if that's the criteria. Achim b'Rashi Shom Kuf Beis Amid Beis Isa b'Mishnah Tai b'Shabbos Ha'osa Malacha Koi. Let's take a look. Don't trust it. Kuf Beis Amid Beis b'Shabbos. On the Mishnah b'Shabbos says b'Feresh Ha'osa Malacha Koi. So obviously Rashi also knows how to learn, because Rashi couldn't believe your pshat to be true, even though it's, we call it a dochak. I mean, if you want to be able, from a linguistic perspective, it may be a bit of a dochak. Pshitim, we don't learn Masech to Shabbos. If we learn Masech to Krisus, we say B'Shabbos, we understand. But Rashi is Rabban Shal Yisrael. Rashi assumed that it can't be. It can't be, because the Gemara is going to say two daf later that these kind of things are potter and they last more than a day. Right there. Im kein mashma minei the bina shem is kayem tamin. So dai be yom shabbos lechut. U ben yoneinu ein ein yodea. U lai yom is kayem al yom shabbos. What the braid? Fatos et tzadi dalet sviule karashi. Oh, fatos et sviule karamba. Fafile yom shabbos ein is kayem. U the kach potter. So the mishabur and sharetzi doesn't know. Always going to say you don't know. Safe bet. You don't know. You don't know. He does not. I'm not going to ask. So you don't know. You don't know. Okay. Lama neshon chalumeni odeya, says the Gemara bro. We don't know. Back here. Quotes of Sharetzi. Kavanasam lemishne reisha bona shekol malachas tov shiyah malachas beskemes kvam shekol sov bekosher. Lefi dako shom hosif shel das harambam. Tzorach loma shakliya ena miskemes afil b'shabas achas. Fidako ena muvan. Matirtsu b'gemara. Tegodeles chayeves mishim bone. Vadai nikshe. V'chiderek bone b'kach. For eindu malacha miskemes kevin shoma d'stira. He has a gewaldige kasha. The gemara has tzadi dala mit beiz. It's a triple kasha. V'chiderek A, B, and C b'kach. And he's saying pshat because it's what? Because it's the general principle that we know from Kuf Dal, Kuf Beis Amid Beis. So how did the Gemara answer? So Vas, Bona, it's still Shver. It's still Shver. He didn't answer the Kasha at all. He didn't answer the Kasha. That's a bombshell question. The Yosef Nira, Rabbosai, and here's the general rule which I told you. We have to always, always, always discuss din klali or din prati. It's a refrain already. I had it so many times. I had the whole summer was it, not the whole years. I just repeating myself. Klali or prati? Chateau says, here's the word. Svara pratis. You gotta like it. You gotta love it. Here's my vocabulary. Svara pratis. Bimelechas ariga. Shekol malhusa. Who are kibur ben achutin? Pim open a shibush who shall omerly saucer? Ain zu a riga klal? Vain derech a riga bekach? Meridik. It's a unique din, which only applies, so far only, to a riga. Who was then moving teres a gemara? Shachir mishim bone, lo mishim oreg. Shuv matzasi came benishmas adam klach of dalet, betoch advarim. That means it's a long Nishmas Adam, and if you look carefully in the middle, you'll find it. Took me a while to find it. Let's go put on the Nishmas Adam to see where he says it. Okay, Reisha Bone, Nechosh Naramba. The Ran says no, a new pshat. Rashi says it's pshat. And if the two gears saw us in Rashi, Rabbah said, Kubbeis and Adbeis, look carefully. Kol Ose Melocho Melachta Miskayemes, says Rashi, Sheyesh Miskayemes Kayotin Bo, and look in bracket, V'ein Mosif Oleo. All it means, Mishayemes, is it's finalized. You're not adding more to it. A whole new pshat. Not discussing duration at all. On both sides. It's going on a totally different concept. Miskayemis means you finish the job. That's what Rashi says. And where did Rashi get it from? Take a look over here. There's another Rashi on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Zeh klal lasuy de chok kapiza bekaba. I'm not going broader yet. That's a way down the road. But what does it mean? Rashi, chok kapiza bekaba, the fifth narrow line. Begolam gadol aroa lochu bokav chokak shalosh lugan. Afapi she'asid lahosif never should be potter. No. Yesh and Mekayim and Kate. Edward Kayama. Miskayamis. I mean, that's the final stop. Okay. Loshna Mishnah. He thinks Faker? Mishnah's Mashma like Rashi. Ken Ein Rael Din Zesh or Achshad Nigmur Malach Lashat Svo. Avshaloyes Kamachakach. And even the Raman didn't get it from the Mishnah. He got it from Kosev. Kuvdalam and Beis. And, oh. And so to kosher, not a kesher, ol b'chol malachas, u'v'chinam kotzav v'magad mishter, kol malachas yafina mikosev, she b'kesher v'binyan aminan b'hedya. I toises that tzadi dalid, v'godelas the perachy derach aviga b'kach, kos the toises that came in and sold the sky and mess of stirrup. Ein inyan l'zeh, to hosim shiny, b'malachas oreg, Shiva Mechuba Yachad, the came of the Medes Lister, Hare Lo Nerak. Stop right here, full stop. That's where he has that one line in the middle of 100 lines in the Nishma Sodom, Betoch HaDvarim, it's hidden away. That's what he says, exactly what the Megillah Sefer said. He said, it's true, he said it. We just read it. Betoch HaDvarim. Navkamina Becholzeh, and Kliyas Peh Nochris. She's the Mazem Shemorah, Kim of Mishnah Bush and Gimel, Sivkot and Pei Beis, a Shetel. Well, now Kenu, after my Kli Asur Leis is Van, Shemishar HaMolochas Nechshel and Miskayemes, because those are Riga, Ein Bezei, Yisra Daraisa, Mikogo, Mistabe, Yisra Darabonin, Yesh Gam, Bariga Kazoo. Okay, that's what he says. This is the Chiddush, a Nupsha, it's unique din, only when it comes to Oreg. Yes, I'm listening, yeah.
We're explaining now that the din crush is by Oreg, but couldn't it sound more from the Gemara that the din clearly is that Miskayem is the problem, and then the Gemara says, oh, so in Derech Binyan and Mekach also you have the same problem, and then it brings us to you that, oh, you have a pasuk that shows Binyan is different.
I thought Binyan was the problem of Gufa Adam, because the proof, the pasuk that they bring only proves one thing, that Gufa Adam. So I thought Derech Binyan having Gufa Adam. That's the kasha. As we saw before, we saw that when we asked the Kashem, why should there not be Tzaveh B'Gufadam? Because it's Binyan B'Gufadam, but that's not Pshita, it's a puzzle. But once the puzzle is by Bona, presumably it should apply to other Malachas as well. It's interesting, I brought in the Ksosa Shulchan. This is. Oh no, I'm not sure of the right volume. I think I don't have the right volume, okay. This is what's called Dalet Hei Vav. I need Zayin and Ches test. Okay, remind me tomorrow to get the next. I couldn't find it. I better bring it from home. Yeah?
I don't understand how the Mishnah started here. You're saying that Tosfos was going to be the okay, but that's. We have the Mishnah. We have the explicit saying the Rim Sky and the Shabbos is called Luck, not just by Riga.
No. There are two different Pturim. One, the Ptur Kloli, which may have rules of its own, right? That may mean only, as Rashi said it, it's final. Doesn't mean, not discuss duration at all. Maybe duration is irrelevant. And then is a Ptur Pratis, Svara Pratis, as he calls it, by Oreg alone, because the definition of Oreg is being together, putting two things together. The Kitzer, the Sosa Shulchan, I thought I just had to put the wrong volume, asked the Kashi I told you before. Kashi has it before. The question is as follows. Does it make sense that the definition of Iskayim is till Abdullah? So I told you it could be 23 hours or 23 minutes. That's his kasha. That's not Mistaber at all. And Kol Save May Paris. Kuv Dalam and Base. Kuv Dalam and Base? Tzolos HaShulchan. I just have the wrong volume. So you can find the other one tomorrow. I should look later tonight. I'll have to bring it from home. It's Chelek Chesed. I believe. This is Dalet Hevel. They put together in three times three. Okay? So we have over here someone who's writing the May Paris. Kuf Dalet Omid Beis. Cause of a mashkin of a paris, ain't a miskayim as potter. Okay, may paris, says the Tzolos HaShulchan, you take, I don't know, take, I'll give you a good example, maybe cranberry juice, some of that, something which has a, you know, a starker color. It's going to last more than 24 hours. What do you tell me? I can't be 24 hours. It's not 24 minutes. You put it, we take cranberry juice. During the Shalosh Shudas, you start writing it down. During Shalosh Shudas, partially trained. They serve Kriya, serve Kriya. Potter, what kind of potter? It's going to last, certainly till after Abdullah. That's his cash. So he claims that the Rambam holds like Rashi also. Right. That's what he says? Anyway. Back to what the Megillah Sefer says. I want to say that Oreg is like kosher. That's what we saw. Oreg is like kosher. What's so special about Oreg and kosher? Because it's an issue of putting things together. Isn't kosher the ultimate? Right? The ultimate is kosher. So he says over here, Nishmas Adam. Oreg Mechuba Yachad, right? Seems to me that what's similar to Oreg? Kosher. Kosher is putting things together. That's exactly why, when it comes to kosher, according to the way we paskin, is a 24-hour limit. And to answer the Tzolos HaShulchan's kasha, what do you mean, Shabbos? It doesn't mean it lasts from whenever you did it until after Shabbos. It means it lasts from the beginning of Shabbos to the end of Shabbos. 24 hours. Doesn't matter when you did it. So we can still have the 24-hour rule as a possibility. And here we come to the most fundamental issue of all. Alright. It's really 24 hours. We don't know what's the suffix. We don't know how to slice it. Pasha 24 hours.
What was the
Ketzos of Pasha on this crash? Can you get Ketzos of Shulchan also? Right. I don't know if it's, I want to show it to you inside. Right. And I actually brought it, but I brought the wrong volume. These volumes aren't even marked. Even if you know, you edit it, but I don't know where to put it back on the shelf. It's just someone did a good job and then it comes to the best medrash, but whatever. He has the kasha. If Biskayim B'Shabbos means until after Shabbos is over, doesn't make sense that it should depend if you did it Friday night. The same actually, you do Friday night, your potter, you do it Shabbos, you have to do your chayah. Doesn't make sense to him. So I'm saying you can still rehabilitate if you wish Shabbos as being a shiur of duration, but it's 24 hours. That's what Shabbos means for the entirety of Shabbos. It would last the entirety. Don't know when you did it. Yeah.
Do
end
the Shabbos. During the Shabbos, it depends on the Maisa. It doesn't depend on when you're holding my Shabbos.
Exactly. I do it Shabbos afternoon at 5 o'clock, the last Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
That's this.
Yeah.
Didn't Rabbi say that your Tzolos HaShulchan also have May Peros
and Lazy Flash? So we'll see. Yeah, so maybe. You have it?
We can get it.
Good. Okay. So we like to see things inside. And especially this Sefer, I told you I'm very partial to the Tzolos HaShulchan because his son gave me an autographed copy and then he put it out. And I have it in my house. But the autograph's on the first volume. The first volume has nothing to do with Shabbos. So It's not the beginning of Aruch Chaim. And the wounds that we use, he spells it without a vowel. Haitian.
No, it's not working anymore.
What happened?
It didn't work.
I'll see if it works. Cool. Okay. Good. 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 Doing great. Enter. There you go.
Which chelek?
I want chelek ches. I'm pretty sure it's ches. Turns the page Lamed Gimel. Okay. Let's see if it works. Oh, here we go. This is the topic. This is for sure the topic. Right, we're on the right page. Yeah. The Badei HaShulchan is his footnotes. Ksos is on top. Very often the Badei takes up the whole page. You know, that's how it is. Okay. Let's go slow. Oh, this is what we saw yesterday. This is even more important. Where this I quoted for you yesterday. Abdenezer, mihi gilo da srak enem eskayim, and kol yika ptur ben eskayim, and ma mi koysef. Who got thee? He doesn't look at women. Who got thee? They first have some kind of a color, and they spread powder on top of that. Yesh litzadeid shemifazeres afka levara upon him politzeva mikodem afal bishagama afka mishana miyaba mara upon him mikol makom ein bazeiser tenta begedet so vas kemesh afka yevesha. Dry, ain't a mizda begas dibuk gomer lor upon him, as we discussed yesterday from Rav Moshe, right? So he already preceded Rav Moshe. I ksiva b'avas drachim. That's on the afka. Get a ksiva tzviya. Him ain't tzviya dovek la nitzpa. Ain't no beget a tzviya. Different than ksiva. Different than ksiva. The definition of tzviya is dibuk tzeva la nitzpa. Why is that so critical? Because if he's right, we can suggest a chiddush nifla, which is that we have oreg, and then we have, I suggested, kosher. Well, there may be a third in that category, tzovea. All three are dibuk one thing to another. Oreg is weaving different hairs or threads into one unit. Kosher is tying strings into one unit. And guess what? That's the definition of tzoveya. Tying together, sticking together, doping together the paint, if you will, with the object that's being painted. As opposed to kosev. We'll see soon. Kosev is not defined that way. Let's go slow. I'm listening now, Colin. Yeah.
So Rebbe saying that by tzoveya, as long as the tzeva would come off at any point, even more than they cut out shows, then maybe that would.
Ooh, I'm not ready to go that far. Hold on. Hold on. The Rambam passes also, but Rabbanon, I feel the tzeva chazak and miskayim. Anyway, you can't say any miskayim. He didn't say any miskayim, as he said by Strak al Barzel. He said, also la havel strak meshi ke so vas. He didn't say because it's ain't a miskayim. So what's pshat? The Mishnah Berurah is right. Ain't sphere with the rice al ora adam. But he wants to know, time a boy. Kosav b'sarachayev, Kos up sign a must be in a dev came. Koshken Svia Shadaka Shalisha Lisboa. Maybe the Kakash. If Kosiv is Chaim Gufotam, why not Tovea? Now we're going to be partial to the Nishmasadam against this Mishnah Berurah, but we're going to use the Ksosa Shulchan for whatever we can use it. V'nir l'shalev beid atamim yachad. T'ksav ein ha-pu'ula naseis b'dove shenichtav olav. El ha-puli b'ksav atzmo, ha-ksav atzmo. Sh'inyan n'nichtav nisha roshim l'zikaron. That applies in Pesar Adam as well. As the Rambam says, a beautiful proof. This is all the Rambam comes. Now you know why he put it on the Rambam comes. Ha-kosav ha-manas l'kalke l'or chayov. She'ein chiyuvu al mekom haksav el al haksav avot tzviya ein apu'u le'etzem ha-tzviya el bedover ha-nitzpa shu mekabel ha-tzeva v'aponim mishal ha-isha ein obar tzviya she'yamod v'yiskay. Why? To sof he efshev b'li lirchot ha-ponim lefochos pamachas b'yom b'shachris even in Alpha Yishuv in Yerushalayim. Sometimes they had no running water, yeah? They had no running water. I told you, that's why Rabbi Shlomo Zalman always said, it was recycled the water. V'sof ha-tzev ha-lavor ha-dei rechitza al-kein lo ha-vit tzviya v'akshi kitzov az v'osim ed rabbonon v'yaf al-pi she'ev shal ha-tzev ha-tzkayim ad-ach ha-zman im lo yavir also av-al-kevin she'omer lavor ha-dei pulos rechitza Choshev Eino Miskayim. Footnote. V'yaf al pi she'ev shal shiskayim kol yom Shabbos. You don't have to wash it. I don't know how that's possible. I guess, okay. You'll put on makeup in the morning and you won't wash your face until the next morning. Okay, so it's going to last till after Abdullah. The Mishnah Berurah, of course, is the first Mishnah Peish Pekabonim. That Sharasim we saw. Rambam says, yeah. So what's Pshak Sav? She didn't call Yom Kol Mashkin. We made Paris. Hayna Mishum Mishena Miskayim Kol Afilo Yom Shabbos. But Rashi says no. Goes and holds the Malacha. So he says, and I hold Rashi and the Rambam. No, the Rambam's like the Mishnah. He says it's Lomis Taber Klal. Why? The Yom Sagi Shiskayim Rak Mishabbos Levad Nasad the Berechel Lashiurim. That goes if a mashkin im who also says a beknisa says Shabbos ye put fisha malacha lot is kaim at was Shabbos the also malacha zu be Shabbos some malacha sheicha shalosh shudis ye chayev she malacha le miskayim be Shabbos at was Shabbos the dove she ain't a mistab cloud that's what I wanted to show you visu the gam kosev be made tutim la mistab the ain't a miskayim cloud I feel a yom Shabbos he doesn't like it so I told you. We can rehabilitate the shita of the Shabbos if it means 24 hours. Elavadai gamarambam like Pirush Rashi Veran also Malacha Koi or Shalach Meskenes to Meres Meshabbos and also also Malach Koi that we saw it also in Rashi one quote the one Girsa Abba Mishlam Hosh and Malach Lo Yesh Lakim the Meshach Yom Shabbos Lo Havi Bechlal Malach to Meskayemes Ke Meskayem Eizes Man. What's Eizes Man? Very important what Eizes Man is Kederech Sha'olam osin malachazu. It's going to be a problem for the makeup because they do it. Kederach malachazu. Uvikseva hevi abi alacha simin shin mem mea rashba. I asked you the rashba, I think. Lo bein may I ask you to be alacha? Lo beinan she is kaya maksav la'olam. Not forever and ever and ever until Mashiach comes. El de mekay miktsas achet darkon shel bnei adam lichluben. Dvar Mishen Asuyan the Kaimel Yolam El Zman Acha Bekesipay Zichronos Vechayotze Behen Hilul Yin Shabbos Rashi Rashba Melechas Machshevesi Velovina Shis Kaimel Yolam Kedyo Ayin Shem Evi Alocha. So it all depends on what's normal, what's normally done. What's normally done? This is what the Ksos HaShulchan is saying. Alright,
you're not okay with it in the last all Shams? Because that's the Derek? Is that what you're saying?
He says, whatever the derech is the derech. Whatever it is, it is. Whatever it is, it is. Okay. Whatever it is. I'm not saying what it is. Oh, that's what I have to see.
He's talking about
on my desk, you can be in the Siv Chaim. I think I forgot it on my desk.
He's talking about
When we say it lasts, talking about it lasts by itself, or the day
after. Oh, very good. Tosfos doesn't say that if you braid your hair, it won't last till Mashiach. I think if you unbraid the hair, it's a second chiddush. Because in Einam Miskayim, there's two different Einam Miskayim. One where it falls apart by itself, that's more kal, the pshuto. One where you take it apart. But Tosfos Sadi Dal said, even in the case of you take it, where you take it apart, it's also considered to be in the category of Einam Miskayim. That's very, very important to note. Very important to know.
Rabbi, you said that Omedes will steer in Tosos means that Omedes will steer all your day.
Adam, yeah, it's not going to fall apart by itself so fast. She's going to unbraid it. She's going
to
unbraid it.
Even though it's the nature of the Malacha of the Sevilla, it's Seva mid Baklet, when it's above. So it's, if there, as long as you made a good connection, it shouldn't be problematic, even if you plan on removing it forcibly?
Maybe not. Tosos is the second Kiddush. Like by Kosher. For sure, by Kosher, it's clear. You're going to take it apart, it's going to part to you. You know, it's not going to fall apart by itself. You have the Siv Chaim too?
Yep.
Look at this, we got everybody on today. The Siv Chaim.
Rabbi began saying that it's like already that it's 24 hours. Now we're just saying.
I'm suggesting, when it comes to kosher, but even when it comes to kosher, if you saw the Ramakomas, it depends to some extent on Derech. Did you see that?
I didn't say the kosher.
Okay, take a look. I'm about to say open to the Shara, to the Bir Aloch and Shin Mem. It's on the Marmakos. Shin Mem. No. Shin Yud Zayin. My mistake. Shin Yud Zayin. We saw the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. Thank you. We saw the introduction yesterday, but we didn't see the Bir Aloch yesterday. We didn't have time. Let's see it right now. Achzeh espale, this big bialachak started towards our kosher. It's halfway down the narrow lines. Alataz, the line ends with the words ataz. And the next line starts the word shum, at least in my edition. Shekos of the ladasa rosh vatur hakol toli bedasa odam hakosher lechun. All depends on what you have in mind. Dibdato shishor kein liolam akesha kayom. Hilnis man who part of Yosef. Dach latir biyomo, which means within 24 hours, mutal lechatchilai and shomos, which has said, ulfizeh, I feel the bekesher, I got molim as upon a gufa. No matter how, a sailor's knot, the most sophisticated knot, if that was the ace of kesher latir biyomo, ain't a love shame kesher klal. I feel also, ushmi, it's the fanciest of all ksharim. Phineas daiti, tsarachi, and godol bezeh, the nearer, the kesher shedako shalaholom lasos bekvias lo azlina batzamak sheves hakosher levatl shem kesher mimenu. And the Gemara's cases talk about anoshim shedakam sheinos na kesher shalahem bekvias raklefisha. That's what it says. Depends upon what we saw before a minute ago. The derech. Oh, now it's as if it's in the rabbanon. I'm skipping a few lines. He thinks that it even be Daraisa Asur. And he found the Beis Meir said so. After the Prima Gadim's Kasha, the last six narrow lines. Lo meinos and tzitzis b'Shabbos. If your tzitzis break on Shabbos, you have a big problem. You can't carry the tzitzis, the whole Shaila. Tie it! Prima Gadim's Kasha. A simple solution. What should you do? Simple solution. Yachshov. Shalomotzi Shabbos Yatiro Miyat Nitzach Shamaot Udvareinu Nicho. I don't care if you're going to take the tzitzis out of Motzi Shabbos. Tzitzis are usually tied forever. So yes, with the kasha, gave it a teretz. Even by kosher, yes, there's a p'tur within 20, a hetter within 24 hours, but only if it's normal that it be that duration. Okay, so good. Good. Now I want to show you this same Nakuda in the Sefer in the Siv Chaim, where he has the way the Sefer is constructed. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. The first part of the Sefer, he goes through the various Malachas. Goes through the Malachas. Chelek Aleph. Goes through the Malachas. Mamish from Zorea all the way to Makkah Mepatish. Okay? It's not all the Malachas, but almost all the Malachas. And Chelek Beis is the Klolei Shabbos, Klolei B'Malachas. And one of the Klolei he talks about over here is, if I can find it, beginning. Where is it?
Based on this, we have preliminarily with Celeste to adjust the powder that our body was talking about. Any even long lasting makeup, as long as it's normal for people to take up.
That'll make it higher, not potter. That makes it worse.
So I'm saying even if it's long lasting, if it's normal to take it off before Shabbos ends, so you still have things that are there that our body was talking about.
Maybe. I see over here, it's in the first chelik for some reason. All the other titles, Malacha, 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 except one. Piptur, Eino Shel Kayama Ben Malachas. There's a separate section on this. It's page Reish Yud Beis. You know the page numbers? Oh, you got it. Reish Yud Beis. Look what he says. Look what he says. He quotes our Mishnah. What the Shabbos means this, Shabbos means that, the Rambam, Rashi. He doesn't understand. Tema Rabbosim. Kaimelon Mapis Mursa B'Shabbos Im Lassas L'Pechai. We saw the Gemara yesterday. Kuv Zayin Amad Alpha. Pish Rashi B'Ksuba Zavov. Ha Mapis Mursa. Ha Poseach Pe Nefach Shekoren Klug Im Lassas L'Pe Shemiskav Eli Aposa V'Lios L'Pesach Zel Yom Ocher Chayav. Shumataka in Pesach, the Chayim and Shambone, the Ashka and Binya with Bale Chayim, the Simba Yusat Yelah, and he quotes our Gemara. Yes, it's Moa. And my Chiva was there. There ain't a Binya Shal Kayama. Domin Rakli Yomo Yomaya. If you make a hole here, in 2 days, it'll be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's good to you. Leave the hole there forever. In 2 days, the skin covers over. Right? Habone and Binya Shal Omin Rakli Yomo Yomaya. I'll build a building for one day. I build a building to collapse the next day. But ain't no chaimish and bona. It's been not right. It's before she went base at Eflam and base. Hanir is there. You sold boru bedin kayama toli b'chol pu'ula u pu'ula li'atzma. Doesn't depend upon the melacha in 39. Depends on the action that you're doing. Ain't no shel kayama pirusho she'osa hishtamshus mekutseres miderech hishtamshuso ba'osa mokum. It's going to be checkmate for makeup. That's the problem. The definition of Eino Miskayem is shorter than is normally done in that time and place. Eino Shekayem b'bona binyan v'eino Shekayem b'mapas mursa ein z'man v'shoveh t'chol pula tzorch shek nika sh'osa pula v'kutzeres v'binyan nika d'vazek sh'osa binyan sh'oma n'bezman v'kutze midako, because usually the binyan is supposed to last forever. Mapas mursa Shiyasa Pesach Shenika Shomad Zman Mekutsa Midako Havayena Shakayama. But that's normally he proves it in the Gemara. Ayin Hey Amud Beis. That's the Gemara I asked you to see. Rav Shokhan Chaimish from Tzoveya. Koshe. Ain't the Tzvi Shakayama. The Nasa Rakadeh Shiyiru Akonim Shenishchato Kayom. The purpose of making it, of making the skin red. Oh, fresh meat for sale. Fresh. Look, it's blood on it. It's bloody. I ain't smag the ram shaposka karav. It's the raisa. Soveya. Tzadi hey. Rabbi Lezer b'chachamim b'tzkol delas u'pokeses u'pokol cheles in mecheles b'shabbos. L'chora amai chayav Rabbi Lezer to kol dvor mele ene shel kayama. So what did Nishma Tzadim say? He requires a smaller version of kayama. He says no. Oh, Nishma Tzadim. Zegufa nechor b'z v'chachamim. Rabbi Elazar, oh, the only Shokayama. Chacham say, no, but the Bar Tanur didn't say that pshat. Rabbana argue, because it's Savi, they ain't derech ksiva b'kach, they ain't derech binyan b'kach, against the Nishma Sodom, they ain't da'aka b'kach, the Rabbi Perish of Mishnayis, Chacham ma'omim ki'in g'delet ha'seir, ain't no inyan binyan v'inyan kichul, ain't no inyan ksiva. So, why is it no head in Shokayama? Let's skip the brackets for the moment. Nira, basically what he said until now. Aim the Kastar Shal Kayama Klal. The Kavan Shigain Aderach, let's boa mokum zeh. That's what the makeup artist says. Having Malacha Shal Kayama. Fadamah the Mapis Mursa. The Seva Shein Shem Kayama Choshev Rak Sheyavol Lispoa B'Davar Shu Mekutz LeMemakom Zeh. Oh, Shabbat. She buys Shabbat. That kind of whatever that stuff that supposedly doesn't last too long. According to the Siv Chaim, oh, that's Takash. That's Mekutz Haras Bina. I assume it lasts shorter than anything else. I assume. Shkuncheles Enev Bet Seva She Kolos Bezman Koser Umachas Kitzur Ein Derech Anoshin Lispoa. But Rashi says, in the slaughterhouse, you want to show that it's fresh meat. So the smag says, so veya pirish kimin butzeg mitabekes mefoneo ushenot loso maade. What's pokesis mean? Didn't Rashi say that?
Yeah, Rashi brought it to the
Yeshua. Right, Rashi said it. Okay. Tzadi ha'ishal osaver srak alponeo meshev tovaz becholele elmatzinu chiyuv eksha odom chofet posa tzviya. So you chayev. There's no ptumen shokayama. Yeah, because that's the way they did that. Not establishing the Mekutzeres. And the Rambam says, what happens? Even though Chamima Saksaba Veras Aksiva, it's not a chesaron. Why? That's the way people sometimes write on they write notes here. Right? To remember something. Okay? And he quotes a pseudo Ran. Kaiva the Tzorach Laoso Aksiva Lahaskir Cheshmet Shosim Chaver. You owe me $54.22. I don't know if it's a paper. No problem. 54.22, write it down over here, and I remember that they asked for the money. Okay, fine. Now we understand the Magid Mishnah says the name of the Rav of the Ravid, certain kind of rope, not a Keshel Kayam. Why? Magamish holds like what you said. Kayama toli b'chol mokol lefi derech l'shtam shuso. Kayma de derech l'shtamish b'chebel zelad li. Ein the nechshav chistoran b'kayama. That's what the b'alokha is about tzitzis. V'lo gomi mafis murso kocheles v'godeles v'shochet. V'chal gamishim tzovei l'rav. Oh, this is the Rashi we just saw. What do you need? If it comes to save the Torah, you need a deal which lasts forever. Here's the same as a chrono, spilach chusos, the coast of Bekleo Ferris pencil. Hanok hayom ben asochrim nuchtov ben cheshmen osayin nitzochrim chayov. Why? Derech bnei adam nishtabit. Why do you mention sochrim? He wasn't just trying to say that the mechal shabbos. He's trying to say if there's derech asochrim, that's considered to be shel kayama. That's what he says. Now, go to Ran and Beitza. The Ran has the kasha. I may put this on the Mamakomus. Ochle behema, ein bemishim tikkun kli, came in the rocket hain, lochoshet kli, shein emeskai. It's not emeskai. But Shabbos kut memvav, it says, os li ten tarva bas, tasa bechavita, afal pishi hevi rami rocket. Ve eino emeskai. You can't put a hadas, you know from last year, from Sukkah. Hadas is a hadas. You make the hadas into a nice little spout. Right? Umayishna dehocha hitir v'sham asru. Says the Ran. Ika lemema. Hosom hain l'tam l'fisha derechu. Shafil v'ochle behema mektakn kli osu kvar. Avalo shiyasu kli v'imena l'chatchila. You see, klar. Shalkayama depends upon what's derech v'kach. It all depends on what is derech v'kach. This is what he says. A very big soul here in the Sefer. The Siv Chaim.
Why is Kosev Alabasar considered Chaimus?
Because apparently in the olden days, if you wanted to remember how much your friend owed you, you have to pay up. You made a chesh, you weighed a little stuff here. Yeah. Well, okay, we carry papers. You guys carry your iPads. You know, your papers. I'm one of the last of you who has a pen and paper. You're taking notes with your computer, according to Rabbi Penner. And the experts should take notes with a pen and paper. You remember it better. And did studies about it. No, Emes?
Bar-Ilan.
She give you big desks to have a notebook and a computer. So I try to put the parallel on the screen. So he said, you don't have to have your computer open. Yeah?
According to this machlekes,
like what machlekes and mitzias, machlekes and shiurim, we're going to say. It's a little bit darker b'chach, something like that. Some people do it, not enough people do it. My rabbi told me, there's no machlekes and mitzias. We can't accept that somehow or other. Always translate to machlekes and shiurim. How much, how common it has to be. Either rov, a miyut, a matzi, enema. I mean, we can always get out of your problem. That's a problem my rabbi got out of. We learn Shabbat every time. They ask the same kashya, give the same teretz each and every time. How it fits in every time, I don't know. But that's how we got out.
What was Rabbi's answer
that the wine is kosher al-Bakar? That's not the Bakar. He just said it. He claims. Here, look. The Be'alocha says, a kosher b'kli of feres, hano kayo ben asochrim, lichle ben, cheshmo sein, the zichron, chayav. Okay? He's going to work with an assumption that the reason why you would be chayav if you write on your body, because that was something which they once in a while would do. Okay. And I didn't say it. The Pseudo-Ran said it. Let's take a look ourselves. We don't like to trust anybody. Right? I think I put on the Ramah Cohen, if I'm not mistaken. This so-called Ran. I think so. Let's see. Mefarshim on the Bavli, we've shown him. What's it called again? Not the real Ran. It's called Miyuchas L'Ran. Shabbos. Kuf Dalet and Beis, right? Isn't that S to the C? I think so. Kuf Dalet and Beis. Calls up a star. Look what he says. Pirish. Futsarach la osok siva. La hazgir cheshbe sheosim chaveo. I'm buying 10 pounds of potatoes, 4 pounds of chicken, 3 pounds of pepper, and 2 cokes. That coke in those days. And I said, I owe you this. I got to write down what you want. What do you owe? So I have to write down. Well, I don't have no paper. I didn't make it up. The so-called Sudaran said it. He said it. Okay. The question's going to become, let's go back to where we were. Watch this. Oh. Okay. Let's go over here. Lekalaman di Omar t'chalovet l'shabes t'chalosh v'kayomo. Nah, come on. That's too short. Nothing. Shin Yud Zayin in the tour. Kesh Omer the Shabbos. Lekem and Dama the Osim of the Raisa. Nobody holds that way. No, it's too short of a time. Oh, but now there's an Ein Litchos. Whenever there's an Ein Litchos, there's Yesh Litchos. Right? V'Ein Litchos Osim Shaini Mishum the Kosh Avim Alechas Chibur. Svara Protis, that we saw before in the Megillah Sefer, he said it by Oreg, we said it by Kosher, maybe even by Toveya, yeah. Shema Chibur Leyom Eno Chibur, Umelechas Yitzira, Kema Bo Neve Kosev, Have a Kayama Bisham of the Shabbos. Zeno. Why? Because according to the Rambam, even Umelechas Kosher is Umelechas Yitzira, Yikesha Uman. Okay, according to the Rambam, you can't say it, but according to others, you'll go against the Rambam, you can't say it. And how do you know Chibur Yomech is not considered to be a Chibur? Okay, it's not, if you don't hold like the Rambam, this is not a Tufta. Hold on. What did he say? You have to have kedarko. He says he's being machmir. Davke chashiyochol lama the also Shabbos choshev kayama. Mashegin dover shein omer afilu also Shabbos enashul kayama afilu b'mokum shiragilim b'kapum komo. That's what he says. Psha. So the two did it. A brisket. Two did it. One shears man choshev the feet derech shtamshuso kayama. Base. The tzarech lekol apochus sheyamod leosa Shabbos. Even when there's no chesaron shel din effort, because it's normal to be less than 24 hours. That's, I'm just translating 24 hours, okay? Mikol agom tzarech lekol apochus sheyamod le Shabbos was like a kayama. Beis din emelu nischashu bebeis a mishnayis sheyedim bebeis kayama. The mishnah kuvdal is the first thing. To be non shears man choshu v'chol malacha v'chol pula fidaka v'osu malkom sakosu v'sikro yechayev, because that's what the sochum do. The mishnah kuf beis is the second in kol malacha sochum lefachos yiskayim leosu Shabbos to below the ain of kayam afil v'ofen the lekach esar on aleph. So it's going to say, wow, he's saying that he's suggesting a both side that there are two dinim. That's a big chiddush.
What's the second thing?
One is kedarko, and one is it has to last at least for Shabbos. I said maybe it's 24 hours. We'll count. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. Now let's go back to the Nishma Sada. We've got where are we here? Okay. Rambam. The Rambam says, "Lo kosav shashochet chayim mishum tzoveya." No, because you need. What do you need? Miskayim, al dava miskayim. I usually hold halacha Rabbi Yisura for lama kosav mishum netilas neshama. Ram holds no. Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar. A chiddush different than Shmuel Sadam. Ketanoi. Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar. Pekochel es ol kerash shemimas esra. Lo bina el adama de daka pekach el zvoa. So even in Rav nichle the litvis beis hashchid adama. Mishum de kosh alei the Rav kadam alo lei si dara besro v'chakle. Vayin derach el zvoa so vavi kemo so vayah pito de vare potter. No. Nichle. Kevin de daka pekach chayim. I a kopon with dover shein miskayim chayev like a voras rak. Rambam paski the voras rak is on the rabbanon. Why? Because you are from Kosei. You need miskayim shochet el chayev shem tzoveya. That's the Rambam. And the smag and the ram are you on both? Ad rabba hochichu mitusfir le the rab b'shochet the chayev shem tzoveya. V'omatam the nichalei came in the world to become chayev. And halach rabbi yisur, right? Because to a kopona v'dov v'shen v'skayim, ala korchok, that halach yichayev. Chet posu gam ke b'shochet k'rav, lichu l'kav asay v'yisur d'chayev. Posu gam ke b'avar asrak, k'v shim alad d'chayev. Look at that, amazing. It's all l'shitasa. I kosev, kosev y'potter, no. So ain't derech lichto velakadesh yamat zman meruba. As it says in Perek HaShoal Kadayayim. Where's there? Rabbi Osai, Kuf Mem Ches Omer Aleph. Give a look. Kuf Mem Ches Omer Aleph. The Gemara is saying over here, Halveni, this is the second line of the Gemara. Three words. Halveni, Osi Lemichtav. If you say, lend me money, it's going to write it down to keep track of how much money is owed. Right? Rashi says, Halveini mashad zman meruba v'kayim olam b'mesechas makas tam avos shloshim yom v'osim mal v'zeh lichtov al pinkosu kach v'kachol meisi v'nesh lo yishkach. Okay? So normally you do it for Zman Merubah. Ma'ashege b'tzviyah, kevan shechofetz b'kach chayav, afal pi she'enem eskayim. That's the opinion of whom? Of the Smag and the Yireim. Wow. What about Kocheles? What is Kocheles? So now I have to spend the last few minutes of the Shia. What is Kocheles? The two Girsos. We spoke to us yesterday. Our Girsa on Tzadihei Amad Aleph, as the Gemara changes its mind, it says the first three words of the Daf. Kocheles Mishim Tzovas. However, the Girsa Sarach is no. Kocheles Mishim Kosevis. A different Girsa. Clearly had a different Girsa. The I asked to look at the Ein Mishpat. They don't have to turn a page. Let's look at the Ein Mishpat. Look at the Ein Mishpat. You have to bother going to the Shilta Gemara. He quotes it to you. Look at this answer. The Ein Mishpat says almost nothing. It just tells you the sources. But look at this one. Maimini. Sorach Loma, what is it supposed to say? Kochel Mishim Kol Seves. Kotav HaShilta Gemara Mishem Riyaz. L'yadati lo Yishuv. Im lo Shano Masha Girsas HaMaimini. Hoya Kosav Gambolishna Basra. The kocheles having mishum koseves ayin shom. Udati tzrichim on the loma came. Gam besmag lavin shikos kocheles mishum koseves. Vashem heir enai ba'orech erech something. Also by girsa b'maskana kocheles mishum koseves. Right, orech always comes from the rach. Right, the rach is koseves. Kodas b'kocheles mishum boner. Meyata zachinu shkam rambam basmag v'achrem rami ruk bartenura. A different girsa. So what are they fighting about? Why does Rashi say it's Kosevis? Rashi says Kosevis. In the Havami, Rashi says, the last narrow line in Amud Beis, Shemolicha mikol sabav ayin, kodem amolek kuma sabav os. So what's the difference in Kosevis? So the stipler is the source for this. You get that? I don't think you get this on. I don't think it's on. Kilas Yaakov? I don't think so. No question. I want to how you define something. If you asked me, if you took what they call these eyeliners, I would say that's called Tzovas. That's what we have, Tzovas. But the Gemara thought it was Kosevis, according to the Rambam, the Gemara thinks it's Kosevis, even the Maskana. Why? This is a question, a general question, of how we separate these two malachas. I read what the stipler has to say. What's the difference? He suggests as follows. What is Tzviya? It's a very important stipler. Listen very carefully. Tzviya is, if you don't want to go later, it's page, it's Simen Mem, page Kuf Yud Gimel, I'm starting at the top of column 2. Asiyas tikun b'dover ha-nitzba shemashpicho mi'apeyo b'zeh. The point of tzviya, you paint your house. House should look nice. Melechas ksiva is imcha. Shadover shenichtav alav hu mishamesh la-osyos v'ikor la-asiyas osyos miskavim v'she'yev shlasas osyos porchos b'avir mukhrach la-asos na-dover ma-mashi v'she'yizkaimu Rabbo said, what's serving what? Beautiful stipler. What is serving what? What is serving what? Soveya, the paint is serving the house. Kosev, the pen is serving the pen. Meridik. 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 What a beautiful. And the proof would be, we saw before. Yechayev, if you a makalka the or shekosavalov, that Rambam that we saw quoted earlier. Chayev anyway. Slowly. That's one pshat. But there's another pshat. This is his first pshat, column 1, Kuf Yud Gimel. Inyan Tzviyahu, Sheha'ayin Nene Me'amare. the eye enjoys the beauty that it beholds. In the Ksivahu, Mashanami Yiddias Tochan Aksav. It wrote on 54:22. Is the beauty that's on my No. I know that's how much you owe me when you bought the potatoes and the tomatoes in my grocery store. That's even a simpler pshat. More basic pshat. Okay, so we have two pshat. The first basic pshat. Depends if is it for the purpose of the beauty or for the information. And the second pshat is, what's serving what?
I read a beautiful calligraphy, but it also has information.
That'll be a good question. That's an excellent question. What's the ikar? Fancy ksubas, right? Kaligraphized ksubas. Chayv twice. Oy vey. Do that child chayv twice. Okay. But he says, Tomu Ali Tuva, the next page, Kuf Yudalit. The Rambam Pasim Kol Chelz Mishim Kol Seves. He has a different gear, so look on the, he says on the side, the gear is named Mishpat. Kosher Lahavin. The Eich Shenefarish Achilik Ben Tzoveh Lekosev. Ben Kederach HaRishon. Ben Kederach HaSheini Shekosavnu. Either way, Kol Chelz should be Tzoveh. Why? Number one, it's there to beautify, not to inform. And number two, right? It's just Tikkun HaMa. Either way, he asked according to either pshat, right? It's there. What's serving what? The Arlan is serving the woman, not the other way around. According to either pshat, it should be what? Tzovas. Baruch Hashem. But the question has become, how in the world will you explain Shitas HaRambam according to this? Here's the answer. I saw this in the Sifta Gemara.
Does it
it's a derb shot. Yeah. But we got to forget the derb shot. Here's the following. Apparently, and here you might go on Google it on the internet. Why do people use eyeliner? It's sugar. No? Meshuggah to use eyeliner. It's crazy. Apparently, again, this is far from my field. Far from my field. Apparently, it's not as opposed to a case of rouge or makeup, where it's the beauty of the skin that's under the makeup lipstick, the lips that are under the lipstick. No. When you line the eye, it's supposed to show how beautiful your eyes are. I'm wearing glasses. You can't tell how beautiful my eyes are, of course. Lu Yutsuyu, I wasn't. Right? So, to the other, see my eyes better. It's like a picture frame. What is a picture frame? Rembrandt. What is a frame? I don't know why, but apparently you can spend $1 million on a frame even for Rembrandt. So, the frame is going to bring out the beauty of the picture. The eye will bring out the beauty of the eye. And Ms. Lamita, okay. We have at least one married man who says it's true. I'm married for longer, but I claim to know nothing about these things. Nothing. If that's the case, so you are, it's like kosev insofar as you are having hana from the content. The content can be 54:22, the omri for tomatoes, or the content can be the item which is within the frame that you're making around the eye, namely the eye itself. So according to either interpretation, you're okay. The eye is like content. And once again, we're not saying you're doing it, that the eyeliner is serving the skin underneath it to make it beautiful. It's not beautiful. All it does is create a better viewing of the eye itself. And that's why, according to the Rambam, it can be considered to be kosher. The best we can do. The stipe was the third pshat. I have to end with this, because I'm out of time. When you write you write on something. In the old days, they wrote on cloth. The ink is above the cloth, as we know. When you paint, you want it to, that the object should absorb the paint. When they painted, you see the beautiful walls that are painted. Now they've been painted since we've, this building has been painted. How old is this building? Almost not.
10 years.
9, 10 years. Has it been painted since? I don't think so. Beautiful paint. It was absorbed by whoever was there before, and it's absorbed. And it's there forever. Oh, forever, whatever. It's there for a long time. Why? Because you want that it should look, you want the walls to look white. You want your skin to look blue? What a lasan, you call that solar. Skin looks blue. Oh, yeah? Whatever. It should be absorbed, whatever it may be. Blue skin, you have to call that solar. You want it to be on your skin. That's why he calls it kosei. It's like a tachshit. I don't know. I'm just giving you a third interpretation. I read it to you just briefly. Hold on. Hold on. Let me read it. Let me read his words. For both sides, I'm only quoting from. We have to end the screen's words. He says as follows: Sviya hecha shemiskaven sheguf adam yiklod es hatzeva v'yenira kilu zema asmuso. She puts on makeup. Oh, she has beautiful skin. She's really, really, her skin is ugly. It's wrinkled. It's white. It's, I don't know. Well, the hair, it's gray. It's white. Ooh, she's a blonde. Gevora blondina. Ooh, people think she's blondie. Whoa, gevald. She wants people to think she's blonde. Yeah. Ava kochel is aimed so in a klal she's tiroa kil gufa bat smusa kil mara kochel. It's called that solem, right? Rakwitzona she enira kochel munach sabbeinel. Then aim was ever shim tzoveya. The dam of the kohes if she gam came a chav and she eksav al anir. Lo she tiroa ki ilu anir bat smusa over mara tzeva osios. It's a third pshat. A third pshat. Okay. Yes, Kashis, Shalom is and Babis, but if you have a chance, you can look at it yourself. It's the very end of the Simon Mem in the Stipe. We have to stop now. Tomorrow we'll continue with these important inyanim.